Welcome to Sheriff Jerry and Friends. I am Story County Sheriff Gerald Antonoro. If you'd like to get involved with today's show, whether you're listening on 1180 AM KCKQ, a Lotus radio signal, or online at americamatters.us and clicking on the Listen Live button, you can call in toll-free at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255, and that is toll-free anywhere in the world. Now, we may be holding some calls. We'll get to that in just a minute, but if we get some calls, we'll deal with them as they come. I'm going to have some guests on here today. Some of my friends today are going to be Sam Toll, the owner and author of the Storyteller Online. We're also going to have Story County resident Brett Greninger on. However, those are going to be later on in the show, probably in our last segment. But we are honored today to have with us Dee Gregory. As you recall, Dee was on with us last week talking about his walkabout to raise awareness for the plight of the wild horses on the Virginia Range. Dee's also done some political moderating in the past, so he's on here today to help out with our next guest. And as promised, joining us today is my political opposition, Mike Cullen. Mike is a deputy sheriff with Carson City Sheriff's Office, and he's running against me in the upcoming election. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. The two debates that we have engaged in Virginia City and in Lockwood, at least in my mind, left a little bit to be desired. There was not that much that we were able to get into because of the time constraints, so I invited you on here hoping that maybe we can get into the meat and potatoes of things a little bit more, flesh that out so that the people of Story County making their decisions to vote will have a better feeling for who they want to support. So, Mike, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much for having me.
At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Dee. Dee's going to moderate the show for us for this segment. As I told you before we went on air, Mike, we are on a clock, so when we get to certain points, I might have to interrupt you so we can go to break and everything, but if that happens, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, okay?
Sounds good.
Dee, it's all yours, my friend.
All right, thank you, Jerry. My name is Dee Gregory. I've moderated in the past gubernatorial races and local sheriff and county commissioners. Likewise, after the when we get into the primary in this year's elections, I have already been asked yesterday to moderate between two going for Supreme Court justices for the state of Nevada. But thank you very much for both of you for allowing me to do this. Right up front, obviously, the first break we're coming into in about 4 minutes, 18 seconds. What I'd like to do for the listeners is give each of you an opportunity, if you would, to talk about your qualifications. I've not been at any of the past town hall meetings, so frankly, I would not want to be an informed voter. So if we could, I'd like to turn it over to you guys, choose who goes first. Just let the listeners take a minute and a half and let the listeners know what your qualifications are and why you want to be sheriff of Story County. And then we'll be able to follow up with some more right after the break.
Okay, Mike, go ahead, because the way timing is all, after I'm done with mine, we'll just go right into the break. So
all right, sounds good.
Perfect.
Yeah, sure. I've been at Carson City Sheriff's Office since 1994. Currently, I'm a sergeant there, watch commander on day shift, and I'm off on Sunday, Mondays, and Tuesdays, and this is my day off. Went to Douglas High School, graduated down there in 1984, basically Northern Nevada resident since about 73 when my parents moved up here from California. 28 years in law enforcement, SWAT commander, traffic motor sergeant, detective, you name it, I've done it. Currently, I head up the field training program in Carson City, and I'm the sergeant in charge of that. I have 7 field training officers that work under me, and then I'm in charge of the day shift guys as well. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. Been up in Story County for about a year and a half now, working, got my fiance a bar up there, and built that, started meeting a lot of the residents, talking to folks, and just kind of learning more about the county and the city, and became very interested in the public safety up there and what's been going on, and decided to run for sheriff. I have enough experience, training, skill that I got out of Carson City, and I think I can do a good job.
So the desire to run for sheriff came from the years in the area, visiting, coming up, and now having a personal tie, you said, as far as the
I think that's the best way to put it, sure. You know, I've done a lot with in Carson City and with Carson. I've seen a lot of stuff over the years, and I can bring that to Virginia City and Story County in general. And I think just my leadership skills, my professionalism, you know, is one of my better strengths, and I can get that up there and give it to the people.
All right, Jerry, over to you. If you would, please tell us your qualifications and why you want to remain the Story County Sheriff.
I've been up there for a while. A lot of people have heard my qualifications. We'll go over them again. 34 years in law enforcement, started in 1984, worked for a few different agencies over the course of my career. I've served pretty much every kind of position that you can imagine, from jail dispatcher, now up through sheriff. I've been supervisors in all the agencies I worked for. I've been the administrator in, this is the third agency now. I was the assistant chief of police over in West Wendover when I was there. I was the chief of enforcement for one of the state regulatory agencies prior to coming to Story County. And of course now I'm the sheriff of Story County and have been for 8 years. I've worked just about everything you can imagine. One thing I'll give Mike, he has worked motors. I've never worked anywhere where there was motors. That's about the only thing. I've worked investigations, worked patrol, worked detention, worked dispatch. And that amount of time, gotten to know quite a bit of stuff about a lot of things. Worked on budgets, worked with people, worked with personnel issues, all of that stuff. So moving forward, you know, I think I clearly have what it takes. I've shown I have what it takes, so I want to continue on in that regard.
Okay, you're listening now to Sheriff Jerry and Friends, I believe is the name of the show. Am I right?
We're going into a break right now, so let me talk us out. We'll pick it up when we come back from the break. You are listening to Sheriff Jerry and Friends. You can come join us here in the studio at the Reno Town Mall, or you can call us from anywhere in the world toll-free, 844-790-TALK. We'll be right back.
Old Tales of Nevada Past and Present, a TV show that tells the story of Nevada's past, present, and future. Whether it's mining, gaming, agriculture, business, music, art, entrepreneurs, authors, we cover it all on Old Tales of Nevada Past and Present. Why do we do it? To bring pride to those who live in Nevada. Old Tales of Nevada Past and Present, we make history live for pride of Nevada. Watch the show every Sunday at 7 a.m. on the CW Network on Charter Channel 6 or 790 or Dish and DirecTV on Channel 46.
Talking to Victor from Precision Diamonds. Victor, I remember you in the old days, Park Lane Mall, a kiosk. It's a lot different now, isn't it?
Man, that was a long time ago. 1988, we've been blessed that we've been guided, and finally we have bought an amazing building across the street from the convention center. We found a better way to serve you. You know, we call it home. We managed to create amazing energy. And when we say welcome to the family, boy, we really mean it.
It is a family affair.
Absolutely. And we couldn't have done it without our wonderful customers who believed in us for all of 27 years. So I'm here to really say thanks to all of our wonderful family members who we started as customers, who now we know each other's children and grandchildren.
All those years ago, a little kiosk in Park Lane Mall. Park Lane Mall's not there anymore, but you are still here.
Yeah, we have solidified our future by buying this beautiful building on Virginia Street. So we're there to serve you.
Thank you, Victor. Precision Diamonds, your local jeweler across from the convention center.
Let Steve Star Entertainment and H&T Mobile Production handle your entertainment needs. DJ services includes all music genres, music videos, lights, and the best sound in town. H&T also has karaoke with the largest music selection in the West. Events, weddings, nightclubs, or private parties. Call us at 775-815-2758 or 775-240-4633.
We're talking to Victor from Precision Diamonds. Victor, I don't know anything about jewelry at all. I don't know anything about diamonds. I need to get something for my lady.
Well, you know what, Jim? Come on in. We are your local jeweler, and we want to be your personal shopper. For 27 years, we know that we are doing business directly with the right manufacturers. We have negotiated great prices. They have the right trend, the right designs, quality, from earrings to pendants to you name it, we've got it.
That means you're going to help me from beginning to end.
My family, we've been working for this for a long time. I don't know how to change oil or anything, but I know diamonds. I know jewelry. So if you want to come in, you don't have to worry about anything. We'll find the exact gift that you're looking for that's going to make you look like $1 million, that you really took the time an effort to choose something, not just say, I'll take this. You know, your lady will know that you took the time and found a beautiful gift for her.
Thank you, Victor. Precision Diamonds, your local jeweler across from the convention center.
This is America Matters Media on AM 1180 KCKQ.
A Lotus broadcast station.
The power of radio since 1967.
Good morning. You're listening to Sheriff Jerry and Friends here on this station. I want to remind everybody that right now we are talking to Sheriff Jerry Antonoro, Sheriff of Story County, and Sergeant Mike Cullen of Carson City Sheriff's Department, candidate for Sheriff Story County. And I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this conversation today. I'm just going to kind of be throwing the questions out and keeping us on time with our breaks and redirecting back in. But we want both candidates to get an opportunity to kind of clarify some of the things that have come out at some town hall meetings. Maybe they didn't get time to actually explain. And this is a platform and an opportunity for both of them to directly ask each other questions and or clarify things that have, in fact, come up in the past. Again, Sergeant Mike Cullen from Carson City Sheriff's Department, 28 years in law enforcement, started in 1994. He's a candidate for Story County Sheriff. And then Sheriff Jerry Antonoro, 34 years, started in 1984, currently the sheriff running for re-election in Story County. So coming back with that, you both had an opportunity to share your experience and to say why you wanted to be sheriff of Story County. So with that, let's just follow up with a few more direct questions. If there was anything at the town hall meetings, which I had not been able to make to because of my travel, but if there is anything that is in the forefront of your mind that you did not get an opportunity to either elaborate more on or wanted to clarify, let's do that now. And then I have some budget, some supervisory, and some community-type questions I'd like to throw out. And each question I ask is an equal question for both of you, and you both get an opportunity to respond to it. But is there anything that we consider to be open business from the last time you two talked in the public that you'd really like to either clarify or wrap up before we move on with anything else?
I don't know about Mike. You know, my experience with these town halls that we had, they were very abbreviated. They were very limited in scope, and I didn't write down any questions. Can't think of anything off the top of my head. So my opinion anyway, anything that we discuss here, if we go a little bit more in depth, a little bit more at length, it's going to give the voters out there a little bit more to go on. So Mike, if you have something different, jump on in there.
Just a couple of clarifications. I want to throw this out there. 1990, I started at the prison. And I want to throw that out there, a little bit of custody experience there. Town hall meetings, yeah, they were short as far as getting some information out there to folks. I think they got the general idea, you know, where I stood and where we were coming from. Like Jerry, I didn't think of anything specifically. I don't know, just ready okay. for your questions.
All right. You know, Story County is laid out somewhat different than other counties in that there really are three communities. There's along Interstate 80, which is the Lockwood area, and now, you know, TRI. Which also is kind of a joining or touching up or perhaps even a joint jurisdiction with regards to covering each other with Highway Patrol, Sparks, PD, Washoe County. But you have the Lockwood community in TRI. You've got, of course, Virginia City itself and the Highlands. And then down on the other side, you've got the Mark Twain down along Highway 50, which is rather unique within itself because deputies are spread rather thin. You've got a lot of area to cover, and if somebody needs help, they go to the other one. But specifically, budget right now, we throw out there, it's, you know, the sheriff is the CEO, if you will, of the sheriff's department, answers to, I believe it is the county commissioners. So first and foremost, let's talk budget. Are you guys happy with the current budget? And what would you do different if you had a magic pen or a wand and they said, we'll give you anything you want? What would that answer be to the commissioners to make the sheriff's department better? And whoever goes first this time, we'll make sure that the other one goes first next time.
All right. I'll jump on that one first. As far as the campaign goes, I started talking to a lot of the commissioners and folks in the county government about the budget when we first got involved in this. And one of the biggest thing I need to do is develop that relationship with those folks so that they can trust in me when I ask for money or whatever. Of course, budgeting, you know, you're going to want money. It's always better to have more money and you can do more with it. As far as hiring personnel, yes, of course, we want to get there eventually. Equipment, of course, yes. One of the first things that I want to get involved in with the deputies up there is their training and get them up to speed with modern training. We mentioned town hall the CIT crisis intervention training. It's huge and it's very important. The mental illness crisis in the country is a big deal. We want to get on top of that. The county has vehicle issues. You know, we all have that. We want to get new cars all the time and new equipment. Getting the appropriate vehicles for the county, spending the money in the right places is important. There's going to be budget issues and budget increase, but we just take it step at a time.
So modernizing training or bringing everybody up to training was kind of a big thing for you.
Oh, I mean, it's a big thing. And a lot of the cops, if you ask any cop anywhere, they're all into it. They want training. They want to get that experience. They want to go to more training and get more knowledge. And then they want to use it. They want to bring it back and be able to use it, you know. Years ago, I went to some interdiction classes in Vegas. Great training. Got it back up here, and we started implementing that, getting on the highways, doing that interdiction training, and it was successful. You know, we did some good things with that. Basic training is like train the trainer, instructor training.
Yeah.
You know, get your deputies to come back and instruct other deputies on things. It's important stuff. You know, it's not the glamour stuff sometimes, but it's very important.
How much of the budget for Story County Sheriff's Department is the county's budget? In other words, how much percentage of that budget does the Sheriff's Department get? And are you talking about trying to redirect some fat, if you will, over to more training? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think redirection would be, I guess that's a good way to put it. You know, Jerry would probably have better numbers as far as the budget goes, percentage wise. You're going to have a training percentage in that budget regardless. I think just using that percentage right now in the beginning wisely, getting the proper training, seeing what you need, what you want. And bottom line on that is a lot of the deputies, they know what they need or what they want. They know where they're deficient and where they want to get more training. Creating that working relationship with them so they can tell you.
Okay. Sergeant Mike Collin, Carson City Sheriff's Department, running for Sheriff Story County. We'll throw it now over to Jerry Antonoro. Same question. Budget-wise, do you got what do you have to work with? How would you change it? And if you could wave a magic wand and get one wish granted, what would that be?
Well, it's not a matter of waving a magic wand. One thing I want to clarify with you, when you had asked the question initially, there was you'd made the comment of answering to the county commission. Clarification, the sheriff is an independent office. The sheriff does not answer to the county commission. The sheriff answers to the people of the county. Now, we have to work with the county commission, and they do have some control over the purse strings. Unfortunately, over the years, I have said as much to the county commissioners, and that doesn't give them warm and fuzzy feeling, but that's part of the problem as I see it up there, is it's not so matter the ability to work together, because I can work with anybody. Problem is that you have other elected officials, you have other offices that think they have undue control over the other elected officials, and that's one of the things that I have fought for 8 years. You know, I kind of take offense to what Mike said, and I did at one of the forums when we discussed the issue of training. You know, it makes it sound like my guys are a bunch of knuckleheads that don't know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing. I have great faith in my people, and like I've said before, the crime trends in the county are in decline, so we're obviously doing something right. So, you know, even you know, and I'm sure it was probably just as an example, but interdiction training. You know, we don't have a place in Story County to work interdiction. If you throw somebody into interdiction up on the interstate, now you've just lost a body. So back to the main question, as far as if I could wave a magic wand, If I could wave a magic wand, we'd have a gazillion dollars and everybody would be just floating in it like has been presented by the county commissioners.
Now, how much of the budget of Story County's budget goes to law enforcement?
Well, it's about 25% of the county's overall budget. It's actually probably just a little bit lower than that. You know, and we look at that every year. We look at the things that we know we need. We look at the things where we can improve the services that we give to people in the county. Now, I have deputies who, you know, they may want to go to SWAT training. They may want to go to underwater basket weaving training. They may want to go to any number of things. And that's all fine and well and good that they want to get this training. But if it's not going to have a direct impact to the way we do business and provide better services or better quality of services to the people, or if it has, you know, SWAT training. We can't justify a SWAT team. So why am I going to waste a lot of time and money training somebody for that when it's not going to be necessary? Okay. We do get people who go to train the trainer stuff, or even not train the trainer stuff. They go to training, they come back, and then they disseminate that through the deputies. Okay. So they all get a benefit from
it. We're going to be going up against a hard break, so unfortunately each will have about 20 seconds to 30 seconds on this. But staffing, do you believe Story County is properly staffed to serve the public and for it to be a safe community?
Currently, no. You know, there's job openings up there right now for deputy. Currently, no. 11 o'clock at night, one deputy on duty. Get a domestic and an accident at the same time, and you're kind of stuck. Definitely want to increase.
Okay. Training. Same question for you. Do you believe Story County is currently properly staffed to ensure maximum safety of the community, be it any of the three communities that take in Story County?
Well, my plan for staffing actually increases the numbers by two deputies. That's been the plan that we've been working on for quite some time. You know, you can have 100 people out there and they may not be where they need to be at the time. But, you know, by and large, for our present circumstances, we're pretty well staffed. That's can be debated, but, you know, based on the numbers, based on the area, you know, a couple more deputies, we'll be in good shape.
Okay. You're listening to Sheriff Jerry and Friends here on this station. My name is D. Gregory. Opportunity here to chat with Sergeant Mike Cullen, Carson City Sheriff's Department, running for Sheriff of Story County, and Sheriff Jerry Antonoro, currently the Sheriff running for re-election in Story County. We're going to be back after the break in just a moment. We'll chat with them even more, get to know them better so you, the voter, can be informed. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sheriff Jerry and Friends. My name is D. Gregory, moderating a conversation between current Sheriff of Story County, Sheriff Jerry Antonoro, and Sergeant Mike Cullen of the Carson City Sheriff's Department, running for Story County Sheriff, one seeking re-election, the other one seeking the initial position. Both having between 32 and 34 years experience in law enforcement. So with this, either way, we have got an experienced law enforcement officer who wants to head up the Story County law enforcement. Up to now, we've talked about qualifications. We talked a little bit about budget and staffing. I would like, if possible, to talk a little bit more about training, what you would like to see in Story County, and then talking about, you know, qualification of upcoming deputies. And then we do want to be able to also hit on what you think the biggest problem in Story County, what would, like, your first day on the job, what would be the first thing that you would jump on. But to both, thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. But let's get right into it. If we'll ask Jerry this one first, because we're trying to alternate here. If you get reelected, first day after re-election, what is the number one priority for you? And I realize you're going to have different views because you're the sitting sheriff, and if Mike gets elected, he'll be the new sheriff. But what is the number one issue that, as the sheriff, you need to fix in Story County?
You know, election times are funny times. I mean, everybody gets split up. You know, community gets divided. They polarize on whatever side they're supporting. So, you know, I think there needs to be a genuine effort at reconciliation. I mean, I've gone through this a couple of times, and there are those who come back in and, you know, you sit down with them, have a conversation, you air grievances, resolve those differences, and then we move forward into the future. So I think a lot of it has to do with community reconciliation. I mean, I've did it three times now. both elections and last year in the lightning bonus round of the recall, you make some progress, and that's what we need. We need to have those relationships with the community. We need to be moving forward. You know, my deputies, they know who I am. They know that they can talk to me. They know they can voice their concerns anytime. But that's probably key. Number one thing is start working on those issues that have divided people during the campaign cycle.
Basically, leaving your number one priority would be driven by what the community tells you in a town hall they want to see. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, not necessarily a town hall, but maybe a town hall might be, you know, going around making the circuits to, the HOA meetings at various HOAs around the county, community functions, things like that, letting people know that, there are no hard feelings in politics.
Right.
It is what it is, but, you know, after the politics are said and done, you need to come back together if we're going to make a good community,
right,
and we're all going to work together towards a common goal,
okay,
because that's what all of this is about, is community, keeping the community safe.
Okay. Sergeant, day one, number one, would be the first thing you think needs to be jumped on for attention?
Yeah, I think for me, first day, letting everybody know there's a new sheriff. I want to make sure the citizens, every citizen knows that they can trust their sheriff and they can trust their office to come in and do the investigations, meet with folks, see what's going on. I want to gain that trust and confidence in them immediately, in me, and I want to show them that I'm there to do a good job. A lot of those ideas are actually, we've been working on a lot of that stuff already, preparing, making myself available for everybody, getting to all the meetings, getting around. Like Jerry said, we want to get out and meet everybody. We'll have meetings. We'll have town halls. We'll go to Lockwood and Mark Twain and the Highlands and set up events where they can come and meet me and talk to me and voice their concerns. I want to make sure that they have confidence in me and my abilities. I'm going to talk to the deputies and get a lot of their input. They're on the ground there every day working. I've gotten some input already on some of the things that they'd like to see and what they'd like to do, and we're going to see what we can implement. Some stuff we're not going to be able to do, of course, and we're going to try to
right,
do as much as we can.
Okay. Which kind of rolls in, Mike mentioned it, brought it up, both of you kind of did, but community involvement. How important is it, we'll go to Mike first, how important is it for the sheriff to be involved in the community, and what top three areas, be it the senior center, whatever, what top three areas do you think requires the most visibility for the sheriff of a county?
Well, first and foremost, yes, that visibility is very important, and it's a 24/7 job. You're going to be there every day taking phone calls in the middle of the night and making yourself available, and it is a small community and a small department, and you might have to go out there and handle calls, and that's not a bad thing. One of the biggest things that I'm going to do, to reinforce that with the folks, is to be that figurehead for the county. I can get out there and speak and talk to them and talk to other counties and other jurisdictions and represent Story County is the best I can. Top three things. I think getting to the events that are already going on, but this topic came up the other day, increasing those events. One of the things I'd really like to do right off the bat is get that state of the county address to everybody. And we would do that quarterly, most likely. Sheriff's office, we get out there and we could have a state of the county in every little jurisdiction, every area out there. I think it's important for the folks to know what's going on, whether it's good or bad. The transparency is very important.
Yeah. Okay, community involvement. What the top three areas of Story County that you believe needs to be the highest profile for the sitting sheriff to make his or her presence known that they have your support?
I've said it over the course of time. I'm going to say it again. Sir Robert Peel, founder of modern law enforcement, or the father of modern law enforcement, he's considered, even though it's been over 100 years ago now, and one of his principles say the ability of the police to perform their duties is dependent upon public approval of police actions. And that's why I have done what I have done over the course of years. The stuff that Mike is talking about is not new. It's not reinventing the wheel. I'm to the HOA meetings. I'm to the the Virginia Range Wildlife Protection Association meetings. I mean, I am all over the county. We host events, National Night Out, Senior Awareness. I am engaging with people on a regular basis. Matter of fact, even just during the show here today, I've gotten a couple of phone calls and emails that I've got to respond to of citizens that have issues that they want to address. So it's not like we're not out there. We are out there. Like I say, first and foremost, you got to have that relationship with the public. And that's what we've been doing for 8 years. Why would we back up now and start all over from ground zero?
Yeah.
You know, we are doing that. We're going to continue doing that. We're going to continue meeting the needs of the communities in all parts of the county.
As this goes on, I mean, I just keep thinking of a million questions I would love to be able to ask a sheriff, either existing or running for. And I know we're not going to have time for that, but because there's another segment. But a couple of things I want to throw out there, and if we can make the answers as short as possible, it would just help us be more informed. One thing that stands out, a father, my kids are grown, but if my kids were still in school and I wanted to move to Story County, or I currently lived in Story County, with everything happening out there in the world, all these school shootings and, kids kind of going wild. If I were to ask you, how can we make our schools safer, and what would you do in Story County to ensure the safety of my child, be they a kindergartner or a 11th grade, how can you make the schools safer? Not that they're unsafe, but how could you make them safer? First Jerry and then Mike.
Well, and like you said, we are getting ready to
and I do apologize for that.
I'll be quick about it. Right now we are working with DARE program. We're working with an Explorer program. So, those are things that are going to help the kids make better decisions as far as in-house issues. We're meeting with the school district and school staffing on a regular basis. We're actually looking at some security measures. Not all of this is within our control or the school district. Some of it's being mandated by the state. But we have been in meetings talking about some of those issues, how best to perform those. There's going to be some gates, some restricted access, things of that nature. So we're going to just keep working with the school on that. It is their show. We're there to assist them. We've got a great school district, and we're going to do everything we can.
Are schools physically located in, Lockwood and Story County. So, Sergeant, over to you. What could you do to ensure my kid's safety,
I think one of the first things, and to add to what Jerry said, is working with the school and the teachers, getting their awareness out there, so they're aware of any problems and reporting it to the sheriff's office. Also, working with the parents, making sure they're aware of situations. Maybe their children are acting differently or doing something, and they need to be as aware as anyone else. We talk about getting the cops in the schools, and we want that. We want our cops in the schools. We want them talking to the kids and walking around and doing that. Story County's limited. We don't have the ability to have a lot of people doing that, but the ones that we do, and we're going to make sure that they're the best ones for the job.
I would love to take this up maybe on another show in the future, but anyway, what I want to do is give each of you an opportunity for your supporters or those folks listening the first time. How can they reach you if they want to either ask you a question, support your campaign, or whatever they want to do? How do they reach Sergeant Cullen?
Area code 775-230-8447. That's my cell phone. I answer everything.
Okay.
So just give me a call.
All right. And how do they reach Sheriff Antonar?
Same thing. Can reach me through the sheriff's office. Don't call 911 unless it's an emergency, but you can call the business office at the sheriff's office. You can call me on my personal cell phone, 775-881-8196. I'm on Facebook. My website, antonaroforsheriff.com.
Okay.
It links to that. So,
and if you want
a plethora of ways of getting in touch with me, and I'm available 24/7.
Okay, and if you guys want to do this more, honestly, I would love to do this some more. Sorry that we're running short of time. We're talking to Sheriff Jerry Antonaro. You're listening to Sheriff Jerry and Friends. We're also talking with Sergeant Mike Cullen, Carson City Sheriff's Department. Started in law enforcement in 1990, 32 years of experience. He's running for sheriff of Story County. I encourage you, the voter, to be as informed as possible. We'll be back with more guests right after this.
Welcome back to Sheriff Jerry and Friends. This is Sheriff Gerald Antonaro from Story County. I've assumed control of my show again. I want to thank Mike Cullen for coming down and talking to me. I had hoped that we would get a little bit more into the meat of things. However, you know, one more shot for the voters to get a little bit more education, find out a little bit more about the candidate. So we do appreciate him coming down and being on the show. I want to talk with my other guests now that we're in the last segment of the show. You know, we're going to get to that in just a second, just a little bit of commentary. You know, the political opposition to my office, you know, they're at it, constant assaults. They're trying to do these October surprises in June. You know, they throw out constant nonsense. I was listening on the radio on my way in today. The person who was talking said that the media today, the gold standard is the National Enquirer. And I'll tell you what, based on what I have seen out of a lot of the local media, that is exactly the case. You know, I even offered, hey, you know, one of the media outlets, I says, hey, here's the facts. If you want the facts, you know, this is how you can get them. Make your own determinations. And the response was, well, we don't really want to go into that much trouble. We just want to make a response, or we just want to comment. So, you know, it's kind of disheartening when the media plays those kind of games. It almost seems like, you know, Washington, D.C. has spread across the country, and you know, nobody really wants the truth. They just want entertainment or flash or some kind of, they want to traumatize their listeners, viewers, whatever the case may be. But with that, that brings me to my guest, Breck Greininger, from Story County. Breck, this last weekend you had a big political barbecue up at your house. You had a number of state candidates there. For those of us who were not present, did not attend, give us a rundown of your barbecue, what the candidates had to say, what your thoughts were on it. Let our listeners know who out there at a state level is going to make a difference and why. You got 2 minutes. No. I'll give you a little bit more than two
Don't
minutes.
Don't put me on the spot. I'm the vice chair of the Story County Republican Central Committee. We don't endorse anyone until after the primary. So I really can't pick a favorite right now. I threw a barbecue in October for Dan Schwartz and Danny Tarkanian. Then I, and Jerry Antonoro as well. Then I threw another one, and more people kept piling on. It was great. And it started with Adam Laxalt, then Mike Roberson, then Wes Duncan, the top of the ticket. So I was very pleased. I wanted to do it to bring attention to the state candidates, bring Story County to their attention. I want to make sure Story County doesn't get lost among the rurals, that people pay attention to it, you know, when they're in office. So I would like to present all of the candidates and give them all a chance to speak to us so we can make our own decision.
And I understand you had a pretty good turnout at that, and I've been to your barbecues in the past, so I know a lot of people are appreciative of that. You know, you did have state candidates. Anything, any news flashes from them that or listeners would want to hear?
You know, I can't remember everything they said. It was really busy. They all were outstanding when they had their turn to speak. And we had a judge come up who was a rural judge. He would like to be on the state court so that he could make decisions, and I can't remember his last name.
Well, all right. make some notes next time.
I shall. He's a rural county judge, the only rural county judge that is running.
Would that be Abernathy?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard some good things, but I guess the point of this and having you on and just giving a little bit of commentary on it was, you know, important thing is to people to make sure they know who it is they're voting for. That's why I had my opponent on today. You know, want to make sure everybody gets to know who's running. This is our government. They are representative of we the people, and you know, people need to take responsibility. People need to get involved. People need to know who it is that is out there wanting to represent them. With that, because I know he's a guy who does get involved and he does like to know what people are up to and what they're saying, Sam Toll, author, blogger, owner-operator of The Storyteller Online. Sam, what is new in your world?
Jerry, thanks for having me. It was great to listen to both you and Mike talk about stuff. For those folks who are interested, the Storyteller will be posting the audio that I recorded of the candidates at Breck's Barbecue, along with some pictures. Haven't had a chance to convert the audio yet, but I should be able to get to that tonight and push it up. For anyone who wants to check that out, it's thestoryteller.online and story with an EY in Story County. It's a very interesting time that we're in here as the election, primary election winds down. The media, as you said, Jerry, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And the notion of sensationalizing stuff and, you know, trying to outdo folks with a kind of salacious or meaty type stories certainly trumps investigation. I do an awful lot of public records requests with the county. I've done a number of them with your office, and I really try and work hard to present facts and details about the story at a granular level that I work on, so that everyone can see what is involved and make a decision. I certainly inject my own opinion and bias. Every journalist has his own bias and can't help but have that in enter into what they do in their work. But when I'm editorializing, I let folks know, and when I'm rocking and rolling, that's what, with the facts, I present them and include them in the articles I push.
Well, and that's one of the things, Sam, based on what you just said, is the sensationalism and everything. I do appreciate the fact that you grind down into things to actually find out. There was a recent press release put out there involving a situation that I'm involved with. You're well aware of it because you two are dealing with a similar situation from the similar source. But, you know, just nothing but flat-out falsehoods. Anybody could go to the court. They could check the actual documents. They could actually come to the sheriff's office, get a copy of the reports, look it over. They could get to the facts and the truth of the matter in just a couple of phone calls or a couple of quick emails. But you know, the media does not want to do that. By and large, they just want to be a flash in the pan, and you know, it turns the stomach.
Well, and you know, a lot of folks don't know where to look. A lot of folks, you know, they're used to the 15-second attention span that Instagram and Facebook have kind of pushed us into. And you know, I'm not going to call them lazy, but you know, everyone has a life to lead, and unless the information is spoon-fed to some folks, sometimes they're not going to get it. But that's why I do work hard. You know, it's funny. I don't get paid a dime for what I do. I do what I do because I care about the people of Story County. I care about the fact that our county government relies on opacity and obfuscates the that's a big word there. It's a 5 cent, a 50 cent word. You know, hides the information that they don't want people to learn. There were people who didn't know at the forum that you were at that our county's budget is $1.7 million in the red, and if you read the local media sources, you're not going to find that out. So I consider that to be my job, and the right people like what I do, and the right people don't.
Well, and I guess that says it all right there. Breck, I know you're chomping at the bit. You got something you're working on over there, something you wanted to throw in?
Oh, a couple of things. Social media seems to be taking over politics. If you have an issue with somebody, I recommend go directly to the person. Go to somebody the person is involved with, if they're in a group. Discuss it with them. Don't throw people under the bus on Facebook or Twitter, whatever. Also, I'm going to have another barbecue in the fall for the candidates who survived the primary. And I hope that goes well and is well attended, because we can get those same guys up here again. Last thing is, I'm really impressed with the fact that Jerry had on his opponent and gave him a chance to speak. I've never seen a candidate do that before. So,
well, and I'll tell you, you heard Sam just now say that he does what he does without compensation because he cares about Story County, he cares about the people of Story County. That is why I do what I do. Those of you who have been there, you know that this has been a hellish ride for, 4 or 5 years now. You know, I don't need the headache, I don't need the stress, but I do what I do because I love my county, I love the people of my county. So that's why I'm willing to stand here and let them beat me and hit me and kick me all they want, because I'm out there working for the people of Story County, and I intend to continue working for the people for the betterment of our communities, for the protection of our people, so we get fair and equitable treatment.
That's why I've supported Jerry Antonoro for the past 6 years.
If I can say this on 10 seconds or less, is I am very happy for you affording me the opportunity to get to know Sergeant Mike Cullen just a little bit more, because as a voter, I want to be informed. And for you to have him on the show and me to get to know him more, I appreciate that as a resident of Story County.
Well, and that's what I do. You know, whether people opt to vote for my opposition or whether they want to vote for me, you know, they need to be informed. And with that, we are winding down, folks. I want to grab a plug for our sponsor real quick, the Canvas Cafe, located at 110 North C Street in historic Virginia City. Come in for good food, good friends, and good times. They're all waiting for you there. And as we wrap things up, I just want to remind everybody who's listening, folks, it is early voting, and I believe early voting is open through the 8th. Nevada's primary election day is June 12th. Many of the races, nonpartisan, single-party races, could be decided, so do not give up your right. Do not pass on this opportunity. Exercise your rights. We'll see you next Tuesday, 9 a.m.